fantastic. That's BBS Radio for broadcasting us worldwide live on the internet. We have the conference call phone lines open and more people who join in. I welcome those who just came in on board. Please say your name and location if you have a chance.
Joel in Chicago.
Hi, Joel. Welcome to the call.
Hi. How are you doing? Hello.
Good, man.
Hi, Joel.
Hello. Ron in Mountain Grove.
Welcome back, Ron.
Thank you.
Marilyn, Pennsylvania.
Hello, Marilyn. Welcome to the call.
Hi, Marilyn.
Don from Brecksville. Hi, sir.
Hello, Don. Welcome. Good evening to you.
And you.
Hi, Don.
Hi, everybody.
Don is the resounding sound of calm.
And more people joined in. Welcome, everybody. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Susan in Delaware.
Hi, Susan. Good evening. Welcome to the call.
Good evening. Hi, Susan.
Stephen Flagstaff.
Good evening, Steve. Thank you for being here. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
All right.
Hi, Steve.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Tennessee.
What's your name from Tennessee?
Ray. Superman.
Good evening, Ray.
Hi, Ray.
There might be more people who just came in over the last minute or two. If you want, say your name or location.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we hear you, Vin.
Guys?
Yes, Vin, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, I hear you. You should see my voice right now, but you cannot hear me.
Hello?
We try it again, Vin. I keep talking here for a moment. I guess you are still unable to hear me.
I hear you now. But
okay.
I better get my cell phone handy because it's something in the computer on my Skype connection. Can you hear me?
All right. We had another caller come in. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
I can't hear you. I'll be right back.
Well, we welcome you. You don't have to say your name nor location. Thank you for being here.
Oh, I'm sorry. David in Tennessee.
Where are you located, David? Welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location. Well, thank you for being here.
Sorry, I don't know if Will joined from Chicago.
All right, welcome back. Have a nice group of people. We have. We will continue tonight with the topic of how the world was created. We are waiting still for Terry to join in, and also Wynn had a problem with his Skype line. He will be back here shortly on his cell phone. So please hang in there.
Hey, hi, this is Joel. Has Will from Chicago called in? Have you heard him?
Will? No, I have not heard Will from Chicago. Negative.
He said he might be listening on the radio as well.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you all for being here. The bigger the crowd, great. The bigger the fun.
Great band here, Heinz.
All right.
Who's from Flagstaff? That's Steve.
Correct.
I was wondering if Steve has ever visited any of the sacred Hopi sites, Three Mesas or anything that are near Flagstaff.
No, unfortunately, I haven't been up to the Mesas.
I was just reading a little about them the other day.
I believe that our beloved sister Terry came in.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, Terry.
Evening. Hi. Thank you for being here.
Hello, Terry.
Thank you.
Hi, Terry.
Hi,
Terry.
Hello.
Hey, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
And we have another person join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Oh, hi. This is Philip. I'm just north of Boston.
Hello, Philip. Welcome to the call. Is this your first time that you call in?
No, I've called in a few times.
All right. Well, thanks for being here. Welcome back.
I keep up on, you know, all the emails and... No, I've called in several times. I enjoy it, and I appreciate everything you're doing.
Great, great, great. Thank you so much for having the interest and keeping up on that.
Okay, I'll just sit here and listen to you guys.
Great. Enjoy.
All right. Thank you.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's just me.
All right. Welcome back. And we have somebody else. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Will from Chicago.
Hey, Will. Thank you for being here. I knew you were... Joel is here as well.
Yeah.
This is your first time, Will, correct?
Yes, it is.
All right. Welcome, man.
Thank you.
And we had more people join in. We welcome you all. If you want to, please say your name and location. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. I need to... you're listening to the computer as well. I need to mute your line. Sorry, if you want to unmute yourself, you can do it by pressing *6. The background noise. And we also had a few more phone lines come in. Thank you so much for being here, everybody. And if you want to, please say your name and location. But only if you want to. We welcome you.
I might be muted, right?
You think I'm... Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right.
But when you muted me before, I couldn't unmute myself.
You couldn't?
No.
Hmm.
It said that the conference has been muted.
Hmm.
I had to call back in to get where I could talk.
Strange. Let me first welcome those people who just came in. Good evening. Welcome to the call. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi. This is Kim in Florida.
Hi, Kim. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, hi. What you said, only if you want to, that'd be a great name, a title for a song. Only if you want to.
Sing a few bars.
That's a good promotional skill.
Yeah. Well, I haven't written it yet. I'll have to work on that.
Right. Hey, Ron.
Yeah.
Did you try to press *6 after I muted you?
Yeah, I tried it 3 or 4 times.
Huh. Okay.
And I got the recording that said the conference has been muted. You cannot unmute yourself at this time.
Oh, strange. We had somebody else join in. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Gail from New Jersey.
Hi, Gail. Welcome to the call. How are you?
Thank you. I'm fine.
All right. Thank you for being here. Now, Vin has not come back yet. He's popped out.
Hi.
Hello.
It's Tim. I was wondering, did anyone have a hard time getting in on tonight?
Mm-hmm.
It took me like 7 attempts to get on.
Oh, yeah?
It was always busy or something like that, yeah.
Lots of times. The good stuff is hard to get to.
I got on easily, but that was earlier, so.
That happens to me a lot, Kim.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if that's why a lot of people aren't online.
Yes, now but that is if you call just after the clock hour, then lots of times it's harder to get on to.
Oh, I see.
No, okay. I usually call beforehand and I couldn't get on. It didn't matter when I called.
Oh, yeah?
That's
I kept
Maryland,
getting a busy
isn't it?
Signal.
That's Maryland, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
See, that's the reason why.
Oh, Wynn can't get on, that's for sure.
I've had that problem at times, but not tonight.
Yeah, I didn't have it tonight either.
If you accidentally cut yourself off during a call, can you call back and get back in?
Yes, you can.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
I try not to get back in when they're doing the actual prayer, you know.
Yeah.
Well, if the tone
I don't
want
to disturb it.
Now, do you hear that, Heise? When we fall out and come back in, do you still hear the tones?
I do until I mute that.
Okay. I thought once it was muted.
Oh, as long as I hear it, you hear it.
Okay.
And let me see. Terry, are you here with us?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
As loud and clear. I just want to see your roommate. How's your roommate getting?
Let me go check on him.
All right. Okay. Don't make me nervous.
Did Carla come on? She's
going to have to come on tonight.
Something unnamed is trying to cause trouble.
Yeah. We've had to join in. If that
have
is so.
Has he ever discussed Mintaka? Anybody know anything about Mintaka?
No.
No. What is it?
It's a star in the Orion Belt.
I thought it was. Good. I want to welcome the next person. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Carolyn Medicine Hat.
Hi, Carolyn. Welcome to the call. How are you?
Oh, good. Tired. Been working lots of overtime.
Where's Medicine Hat?
All right.
What state is that?
It's in Alberta.
Oh.
Hey, I'm our Canadian.
Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location. I did not copy that.
What?
Well, we welcome you. Good evening and welcome to the call. Please say your name and location. Welcome to the call.
Is Alberta where they have those oil sands?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. I was just watching a documentary about that.
It's not as bad as they make it out to be. It's actually, it looks pretty nice up there.
Most places. I guess they're reclaiming it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got two sides to the story. I mean, I don't know. I'm just not anywhere near there. Certainly using a lot of their oil, though, you guys.
Yeah, everybody uses it. Somebody's got to make it.
Do we go to ethanol?
Yeah, or cannabis can be a fuel, too.
Yeah, make biodiesel.
Or what they should use is torsion energy, and like Tesla did in 1910, pull it right out of the air, and you can have a car doing 90 miles an hour. We don't have to use any of that stuff.
Did you hear the rumor that he did build a car that used that power? Did you hear that?
Well, anything in the United States that is energy efficient automatically, a lot of people don't know this, automatically goes under the umbrella of national security and gets put on the shelf. We have over 3,000 energy devices that create free energy.
It isn't that something.
Wow.
It's shameful. You can find that in, if you look at the Source Belt investigation by David Wilcock, he covers that quite well.
And what?
Yeah.
David Wilcock's what?
David Wilcock's book. The Source Field Investigation.
Oh, okay.
He talks about
that
all of that is pulled under the guise of national security.
Huh.
And
I read that. I remember seeing
and
that.
It's, you know, by Big Bang.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, Wynn.
There he is.
Yay.
Hi, Wynn.
Well,
hi,
Wynn. You guys did very well without me.
We were lonely.
I'm really...
we were
lonely?
We were missing our captain.
I am not a captain.
How about our
means
right
you're
here.
Okay. You're the rudder.
I am a rudder.
Oh. I heard you were a preacher man.
You know what? You guys start calling me that, I'm not going to show up. Oh no.
It's just a rumor. It's just a rumor.
You spell that R-U-T-T-E-R?
Yeah, that's preacher.
R-U-T-T-E-R. R-U-T-T-E-R.
As in tum-tum. Well, we're glad to have our rudder.
All right, we have...
we got everybody muted. That's a good sign. And
this conference is being recorded.
Okay, this is June 17, 2013, Winfrey in Sedona. Terry, are you there? Hello, Terry.
I'm here.
I hear
I'm
you.
Here. Yeah.
Are you having trouble with your headset?
I'm not using a headset. I don't have anything that works.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Just... Why don't you call on the other line, and if it rings, just ignore it, you know?
But if I'm channeling and it's going do, then it'll take me out of trance.
I see. Well, we have to do something about that.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, you know, one thing that's different for me on this call is I'm having this experience of not having to prove myself. You know, all my life, I never was really accepted as I was. I mean, I knew there was something going on inside me. Okay, are we recording? Yeah. I knew there was something going on, but no one ever seemed to know what it was. Where's when? And... You know, occasionally I had my first glimmer of being felt when I started playing music, because I would play songs and people could feel the songs, they could relate to them. And otherwise, on the surface, I don't think I was very present. I mean, where is this guy? I was kind of buried inside of myself. Withdrawn, and it was music that got me into some kind of real rapport with people. And coming onto the call and having everyone say, "Where's Wynn?" Truthfully, I said, "You know, what a responsibility." Now, some people would look and say, "We get this every so often. Wynn is on an ego trip. He loves to talk, blah, 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 blah. But literally, I have to talk, because if I don't, who's going to talk?" Well, Hives, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, you talk for a while,
Hives. All right. Okay.
Well, you don't have to.
No, Wynn, I'm very glad you're here, and I'm very glad that you have so much, that you're so talkable.
I'm so talkable. Well, thank you, Hyde. But, you know, you guys want to show up and talk? I guess somebody would. I won't say any names, but God forbid we could invite Dwayne to take over the hour. He would be. Dwayne, are you there? You can unmute yourself, Dwayne. But you know what? Because the interesting thing.
Oh, there
is,
you go. Sorry.
There you go, Dwayne.
Yes.
Anything you'd like to tell everybody before we star six you?
Yeah. I think this is the greatest call of the year.
This one today?
There's a lot of energy on the line today.
Is this the greatest call because I'm letting you talk?
Well, I honestly, the reason I didn't talk earlier is because I was double muted. You know, I mute myself every now and then.
Wayne, what have you been learning about yourself since you started coming into our calls?
Oh, my. Are you sure you want to ask that question? We only got an hour.
Well, I'll cut you off after a minute. But
oh, okay. I can do it in a minute. I don't know who I am today, but I'm not the guy I started out when I started listening to you. That I don't even know who that was.
Well, what do you think the shift is?
I know what the shift is. I live a life of synchronicities every hour.
Did this call trigger those synchronicities?
Absolutely. Actually, it was that email months ago you sent me, and all of a sudden my whole world got turned upside down.
Which email was that?
If I recall, it was a piece of information and two videos, and it was when I looked at the second video, which was really impressive. It was an interview that probably you've forgotten about, but that interview I recall it felt like a chill, and I couldn't believe it. And then every day since, all kinds of things happened for a period of approximately 2 months, and it hasn't stopped since.
Oh, that's awesome. You haven't gone gambling yet, have you?
Well, only when I deal with Win 3.
You know, the new thing is people are going into the casinos and say, we're going to donate some money if we win. We got two people that have won so far, and no one has told me they lost. You can tell me if you lost, okay? I want to keep tabs on this. You're not donating it to me, but donating it to our work.
Well, I prefer to... Go ahead.
But do you have any casinos near you? Any place named Snohomish must have casinos, huh?
Oh, yeah, we got the biggest Indian tribe, the most beautiful casino. Please, everybody stop by and leave a donation.
All right.
But I prefer getting money the old-fashioned way.
Working for it.
You know, what's going on in my life, I don't even think I can claim to say I'm working for it. It just happens.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know, I think that one of the things that happens here is that I gave myself permission to be myself, which was not easy to begin with because people would say emails, we don't like this, we don't like that. And I said, well, people are going to come and going to go. But if I'm going to be here 3 days a week and... You know, the reason we ended up doing 3 days a week. When we first started, I said, I don't want to do more than one day a week. And that was this call on Monday. And then we ended up doing Wednesday. And then somebody else was doing Wednesday. And somebody else was doing Sunday. And then it just all ended up with me doing it. And I said, how am I going to show up 3 days a week and not be myself? I have to be myself. And I started to realize the more I was myself, the more credible the channelings and the messages are. And because everyone, you know, if I just announced, okay, come on, guys, we're going to do this, and was very formal and very, rigid, because it was scary. It was scary. What are people going to think? Are Christians going to be stoning me? And I was apprehensive. But as I learned, the more I would be myself, the easier it was to flow into that. And that I started to experience
the truth of this. This was a co-creative adventure between us and them. It's not about deferring your power to some celestial source. It's in the way we share our energies with each other, and we share our energies with the greater cosmos, that we become, well, one word is enlightened. And I know some of you are still struggling out there, so don't feel, we don't know that. We do. And we're on your side. And, you know, as we get more resources and I have more time, we'll be doing more things to try to help you. Because the really big piece of knowledge is that who you are now is not who you really are, except you've been living inside your body and inside your limitations for so long that you feel that's all there is. And I'm telling you, I know it's not. And how do you go from where you are to, you can't even say where you want to be, because when you get there, it's not what you think. It's different. But at least where you feel empowered, where you feel strong, where you feel like you're not a victim, where you feel like the world isn't pushing you around, and you can stand in your center. And when you start to do that, the world responds. In fact, a huge part of the world is so grateful for someone standing in their center. And this is something that each of you has that potential. And even though there may be part of you that feels unworthy, you are not unworthy. That is a learned condition. It's learned from your parents. It's learned from television, because to feel worthy, you have to wear certain clothes. You have to have a certain car. You have to have a certain woman on your arm so you look good and that you're good enough. And it's all a load of bullrock. It's all programmed into you. And the worthiness comes from something inside you. It comes from feeling connected. It comes from creating value. One of the biggest ways to become worthy is to create real value for others. And sometimes you don't know how to do that. You think, what do I have to offer? Well, find somebody that has less than you have to offer and make them feel good in some way. And before you know it, you will start to value yourself, because you become important to someone else. And, you know, don't try to become important to the people that you have old patterned ways of relating. Like, you may be able to, but oftentimes those people will keep you trapped in the familiarity of it. And they will resist you growing. So sometimes you have to find new people. It doesn't mean you have to reject the old people. It doesn't mean you have to get divorced. It just means you need additional people so that you can start to learn how to be all that you are. And sometimes I've said this in the past, but a really good way to go is to go down to an old age home or a rehabilitation home or a hospital. And those people will appreciate you, okay? They will really appreciate you, because maybe no one's coming to visit them. Maybe, you know, they're sick in bed. Maybe they're suffering. Take some books print some jokes out from the internet. Do something, because when you can create value for those people, you will start feeling worthy, and that worthiness will then rub off on everyone else around you. And you don't have to try to create value for the people that are not receptive or appreciating it. And this is a human condition. So many humans have this condition. And partially, it's not your fault. It's part of the hypnotism that goes on in this realm, on television, on newspapers, in society, and everybody feels not good enough. And then you get people like trying to overcompensate for not feeling good enough. They try to overcompensate, and then they look like they have big egos, but they're just compensating because that's their way of attempting to project an image of worthiness, but it's not really worthiness. It's a play act. Worthiness comes from something connecting inside of yourself that makes you feel a deep sense of satisfaction that you're contributing to someone else. And this is what the essence of service to others, making these kinds of contributions that other people feel. And I will tell you that anyone that knew me 15 years ago, anyone that knew Terry 15 years ago, we are not the same people. And I think that nothing like creating the value for you guys. We get so many beautiful emails, and I thank you, those of you who sent me emails, that have lives changed. And sometimes I don't even know who you are. God bless you. Here we are, and your life has changed, and I don't even know you. And what a wonderful thing. I mean, I love saying hello to everybody at the beginning of the calls. And we all get to say hello, we know each other, and we can hear the tones of our voices, and we can feel the joy that's going on. And that's not easy to find in the world today. I mean, in today's world, people are scared, people are worried, and they have lots of reason to be. And they're alienated, and they're financially on the edge, and some of you are that way right now. You're on the edge, and it's not easy to go through that. But you know what? You can do it. You can go through it. The keys are there in front of you, and it may not make sense to go down to an old age home and talk to people when you feel broke, but on the other hand, it might be the best sense that you could do, because when you leave that place and you feel good, and at that moment you start looking for a job, you're not projecting all that desperation and that unworthiness that was there before. Because when you feel people, somebody asked me, how do we approach making money? You know, there are so many ways to make money now, even in today's economy, particularly on the internet. I mean, you can be creative. You have to figure it out. Find something to sell. Go into thrift stores. Study eBay. See what people like. See what the prices are of things that are in thrift stores. Then go buy them in thrift stores and resell them on eBay. You know, it's like you can do it. That's one idea, okay? I mean, in any case, thank you all who contributed. And we're going to do a session tonight. We're going to continue how the Elohim created the universe, which they say is one of their favorite topics. And I think these kinds of questions are very interesting because not only do we get fascinating answers, but there's always this question in people's minds, and it was in my mind for a long time, are they really who they say they are? And when you hear the way they answer these questions and the authority they have in the way they answer the questions and the consistency of the information, it goes a long way, it for me, in terms of convincing me that they were real and that they were who they said they were. So, Terry, are you ready? Do I hear you, Terry?
Yeah, I'm here.
Right. Is Daphne on the line? Daphne on the line.
Daphne is on the line, yes.
You want me to throw you a question as part of this call?
If it feels appropriate and in the flow, and that's okay by Terry, I'm open to it.
So it's okay by me.
Terry says it's okay. Okay?
Yes.
And so, by the way, welcome. You know, I get emails from people saying, where's Daphne? So it's nice to have you with us, okay?
Oh, thank you. Nice to be here with everybody.
All right. So, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect everyone on this line, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join up with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have an introduction from our sources through Terry?
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is brought on aspects of the Ra group and the Elohim. And we are with you this day and bring light and love and touch each person who wishes to be touched. It is our joy to be able to make this connection. Do you have questions?
Yes, we're continuing our topic on how the universe was created. And, of course, last time we were talking about spinningness. We were talking about how there were places in time, space that were created through frequencies, and as much as I hear it, I never completely grasp it, but we will keep going on that line, and there's something that's called black holes. Is there a way to understand black holes, and at what point did black holes come in terms of creation?
Black holes are a result of spinningness. As the energies are catapulted forward into the center of the spinningness, and in that spinningness, the energy builds up and gets heavier and heavier until it puts out light that is that it does not project light any longer.
So it's very, very dense?
It is. It is the culmination of the energy vortex, center of the energy vortex. And all spinningness has an energy vortex which is more dense in the center and then begins to break up into separate globules or separate particles.
What was the purpose of a black hole? Why did it to be there? And was it created by intention to fulfill a function?
It is one of the aspects of the physics of the creation that was set up in the beginning by the All That Is.
Did it serve a purpose?
It congeals and it stabilizes the an X in juxtaposition to the spinning energies around it. It is a dense center stabilization for the life that is formed and the consciousness that manifests as a result of the focusing of the spinningness.
So in other words, a black hole helps to hold a balance to the physical space outside of the black hole in proximity to it?
That is correct. It is a stabilization, much like an anchor anchors a boat.
Now, if someone was in a rocket ship or some kind of flying saucer, and they flew into a black hole, what would happen?
It would tear the vehicle apart as it would not be able to stand the stressors, intense stressors, and would begin to modify the pieces into its own formation and geometries.
I see. So, as the physical universe was creating itself, did the black holes form as a natural result of the other things that formed, or was there a conscious projection from the Elohim side or whoever side to create a black hole as if it was part of a needed structure to make everything else hold together?
It was part of the postulation of how things work. We, in a way, are architects working with materials that are available to us. We are working with the elements of existence that he's been set up that are the materials we use to create with.
Thank you. And I'll tell you what, I'll formulate this question, and if Daphne gets an answer, she can say it, or she can just say pass.
and we'll go to Terry, see if Daphne's in practice. There's something that physicists call antimatter, and could you share with us what is antimatter, why does it exist, and where was it originally created? Are you there, Daphne?
She just got back on. 14 lines dropped out all of a sudden. Daphne is back.
Daphne, are you there?
She dropped out again.
Uh-oh. All right. Let's go to Terry with that question, okay?
Thank you. We are delighted with this question. It is like antimatter is like a slate upon which matter can be written. Without antimatter, matter cannot exist. Light cannot exist. It is light written, is written upon the darkness, the nothing. And it takes the balance, much like you have the yin and the yang. It takes the balance between the matter and the antimatter to make a screen for matter to manifest in and to write the manifestations in the manifest universe. Antimatter is your friend.
Now, when we talk about spinningness, which was the beginning thing of matter, is there spinningness in antimatter that goes in the reverse direction?
Give us a moment. It starts with a blank, dark field, a source field. And then an energy pervades. The energy as spinningness then manifests as matter. If one spins in the opposite direction, one begins to undo matter. And if you have spinningnesses in opposite directions, they can cancel out. That is their answer.
Now, when we're talking about our soul, our hologram, does our soul and hologram and our body exist as matter and antimatter? In other words, do we have a double that's antimatter?
There is a shadow cast. You have a light body, and the light body is a power generator for your physical body. When the body is no longer powered by the light body, then the body begins to fail, although not in all cases, but it loses much of its potential and sensibility and may pass away at that point.
Thank you.
When Daphne's back.
Are you there, Daphne?
I am. The phone line here dropped out. Sorry about that.
Okay. We had posed a question to you. Would you like to answer a question?
I will give it a go.
Okay, if I ask a question and you're out of practice, just say later.
Well,
okay?
The other thing is that a few days ago I brought in a very extensive message from the LA team, and there's some interesting information there, and that's a possibility for sharing as well.
I don't want to go off the topic tonight, though,
okay?
I just like to stay on the topic and stay on that. And in some other day, we can try that. And the topic is how the Elohim created the universe. And we're talking about how the Elohim created the universe, or how the universe was created. And particularly talking about black holes and antimatter and their relationship to the creation, okay? And with Terry, we talk about spinningness and frequencies. And maybe we could get, I don't know, you don't know what Terry said, so we can see how the information compares. What would our sources express through Daphne on black holes and antimatter in terms of the formation and creation of the universe? Thank you.
Let's see. Give us a moment to attune. We greet you in the love and light of the one infinite creator. This is the council of the one known as Ra'an. We speak of creational axioms. We speak of creation into the space of the void. We speak of the light. We say to you, creation is ever-present, and it is the light upon the fabric of space and time, and the transcendence of these things, that we impart our love and our light and our creative meshing into your densification, into your location, into the logoi and into the sublogoi, into the knowledge and into the wisdom, and into that which has yet to receive knowledge and wisdom. The celestial mechanics of which we speak, these are advanced physics. These are expressed in mathematical quotients and computations. These are not linearly formulated. These rest in the magnetic of your heart and of the noosphere. Your heart, the location of the heart's knowledge, this is the greatest attractor, singularity attractor. We speak not of dissonance, we speak not of division, we speak of unification and of knowingness. Places of darkness, places of rift, these are portals into other realms of understanding. We hope this has clarified some of your questions.
How does the understanding of antimatter, if it does, how does the visualization of it impact our own spiritual awareness, if it does?
From our perspective as Elohim, we speak not of matter and antimatter,
This is still a dualistic concept, and this is limited to a limited mental understanding. We speak of congruence. We speak of beyond the linearity. We speak of beyond the polarity. There is a this and a that, a yin and a yang, from a third-dimensional concept. When one moves into a fifth-dimensional construct, there is no top side and bottom side. There is only the experience of the all that is. This is a knowingness. This is a knowingness which is accessed through the wisdom of the heart, through the wisdom of the heart-mind, and the limited conceptualization that we have at a lower level, at a lower density, this is transmuted. This is not a value judgment. This is a perceptual difference. It's similar to light going through prism. When the light bands are backed up through the prism and they go the opposite way, then you see a unification of the light, and the light goes back into a total spectrum. You are seeing polarity, you are seeing duality, because you are seeing only certain bands of the light spectrum. Similarly, with your thought construct, you are seeing only very certain bands of frequency. You are experiencing only very certain bands of consciousness. As you go closer to source, closer into the heart, closer into the loving knowledge of all that is, you open the Akashic. You open the grand totality of that which you are. As you move into the grand totality of that which you are and into your archangelic presence, which is the seed in each and every one of you, you are no longer bound by the time and space dynamics of third dimension. You may step out into the greatness of that which you have been seeded, that which is in you, that which is innate, and that which you have come here on the earth to reinsert into Gaia, into her crystalline grid, into her crystalline structure, and to awaken in everyone you come into contact with. This being said, as we gather together in groups such as the groups you have gathered together, this is a very noble cause. You are awakening and reinstating the brilliance of that which you are, that which you can aspire to. Bring out always the highest aspects of your own divine nature. Focus on that which is high. Focus on that which is refined. Focus on that which is light. As you focus, so shall you grow. As you refine, so shall you hone. In order to move through the ascension protocol, you must refine your sensibilities. You must refine your sensitivities. You must go toward the light.
I hate to break you.
The light attracts the light. We hope this has clarified.
Thank you. You know what? We will bring this session to a close now because it is time. And I thank all of you for being here and participating in the beginning of it and feeling your energies and having the energies come together. I thank Daphne and Terry, and I thank our sources for trusting us and coming through in this session. And we'll see many of you Wednesday, and send your questions in, and maybe Daphne will be there again. If you appreciated her, send an email, and I'll pass it on to her. It's good for her to know she's appreciated. And on that note, I'm going to unmute everybody.
Thank you, Daphne.
Thank you, Daphne. Thank you,
Daphne.
Terry.
Thank you, Daphne. Thank you, Terry.